It was the weirdest news since he tried to buy the bones of the Elephant Man. Michael Jackson on a steamy weekend with a leggy Las Vegas showgirl. Now we found her, and for the first time, she tells what really happened.
Well, a good side out of everything is that I have met Hard Copy, and they're helping me to try to clear up this issue.
It was the shot scene round the world, from Zimbabwe to Bangkok, to New Delhi, to the Kremlin. Word spread like wildfire. Michael Jackson is all grown up and finally dating. The proof was this photo. Michael being cuddled by the beautiful Shoshana Hawley, leggy star of the Grand King Arthur show at the Excalibur Hotel in Las Vegas. Now, as the story went, Michael met Shoshana during a wild Christmastime weekend and spent 2 days in her arms. They went sightseeing. They took in the same show 4 times. They spent a lost weekend behind closed doors in his superstar suite. The story first showed up in The Star, just like the Bill Clinton scandal.
I love him.
And just like Bill Clinton, it was exploited by the mainstream media. Newsweek, that paragon of fact-checking journalism, reported that Michael was seen hand in glove with the young lovely, that they cuddled through 4 shows at the Excalibur, that they were said to be ensconced, that means tucked away, in his bungalow. As the Bill Clinton scandal overtook Michael's, Shoshana didn't say a word. Until now.
Newsweek never contacted me. None of it happened. And I didn't know where they came up with it.
For Shoshana, the news was just as surprising as it was to the rest of us.
I was very shocked. There was a whole complete page article on events that Michael Jackson and myself supposedly did. Events that were made up with none of my knowledge.
Did they cuddle?
We didn't cuddle.
Were they hand in glove?
We didn't hold hands.
Did she spend time ensconced, tucked away in Michael's boudoir?
No, I never saw his suite.
Shoshana, what happened?
We went to go see the Excalibur show and say hi to our friends there. And I met a photographer who, he informed us that Michael Jackson was coming to see the show. And, you know, everybody thought that was really neat. I didn't even get a chance to say anything to him, really, except for, you know, ask him if it was okay to have a picture, and he was very nice and very polite and said, you know, sure. We took the picture and I thanked him.
From the looks of things, Shoshana is an innocent victim of the Michael Jackson publicity machine, a machine whose latest objective is to portray Michael as grown up and ready for girls.
Okay.
Just before the Shoshana story hit, Michael snuck off to a secluded restaurant in the woods for a secret dinner with Brooke Shields. But someone from his organization tipped off the paparazzi. And in his new video, coming out Sunday, Michael gets his first screen kiss. Not from a chimp, but from the supermodel, Iman.
I think Michael Jackson basically just wants to live his own life.
At age 21, Shoshana is already a Las Vegas veteran. From the King Arthur show, she's moving on to the Legends in Concert extravaganza at the Imperial Palace Hotel in the heart of the Strip. At this point in her career, nothing could help her more than going down in history as Michael Jackson's first recorded romantic fling. But Shoshana isn't that kind of woman.
I think that he is probably kind of a shy. He seems like a shy man. And I think he just, you know, he basically wants to be able to be a person and be like the rest of us and, you know, walk around and do what he's like.
Not that she's against a professional pairing with Michael.
He's a great singer. He is a great dancer. I would love to work with him one day, you know, in one of his videos. It'd be a great experience. It'd be a lot of fun.
So relax, Bubbles. It looks like Michael's still not monkeying around.
Michael, if you ever did need an escort around town to see the sights and see what Vegas is all about, I'd be more than happy to do it.
It's your move, Michael. Now, everything.